At home in Peaceful Valley, the second generation of Hoosier painters on this moment of Indiana history. Having marked Nashville's centennial as the Art Colony of the Midwest in 2007, it's easy to forget that the Brown County Village was not always the epicenter of the visual arts in Indiana. A significant regional school of painting developed in the Wayne County town of Richmond. Other artistic hubs existed in Muncie and Indianapolis during the Hoosier School's heyday from 1890 to 1907. Although forever associated with Brown County, even T.C. Steele, the acknowledged dean of the movement, made his home there only in his golden years. Steele had purchased a retreat in 1898 with colleague J. Otis Adams in Brookville, a picturesque spot on the West Fork of the Whitewater River. By 1905, a new railway station in Helmsburg increased traffic to Brown County, and artists soon discovered the hamlet of Nashville, where they found lodgings at the Pittman Inn. Steele and his second wife, Selma, built their hilltop residence, the House of the Singing Winds, in nearby Belmont in 1907. And the area fondly known as Peaceful Valley began attracting a second generation of impressionistic Hoosier painters, including Adolph Schultz, Louis Oscar Griffith, Marie Goth, and Glenn Cooper Henshaw. Formed in 1926 with painter Carl Graff at the helm, the Brown County Art Gallery Association has represented the professional artists who have gathered around Nashville ever since. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.